Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hello.
I love Dennis Green.
Hello.
They are who they thought they were, or who we thought they were. We don't even know who they are.
Well,
we're going to talk about Ronda Rousey is what we're going to be doing. Roy's been, excuse me, Roy Edwards, Roy G, my co-host on Sunday mornings on AM 1230 WFAS, has been stalking this girl, but he just told me she won a gold medal.
I'm not stalking her.
What's her name, Roy? Let's get this over with, because I know that you're going to think about her for 2 hours.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't say this.
Her name is...
Your girlfriend's name is listening.
Her name's Ronda
Sorry.
Rousey. And I wasn't stalking
What a great
her.
Name,
I was,
Rousey.
I was trying
She's
to help
Rousey.
You realize who she is. She's a big story now.
All right, how tall is she? You don't know.
She's
how
5'6".
Well, we know how much she weighs because I asked you to find out.
She's 5'6", 135.
Fyron Gaspin would kick her rear end. But Fyron's not a gold medal winner.
She won the gold medal at the Olympics, yeah.
In what, taekwondo or what?
In MMA.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
That's
There's
what
no
says.
Softball anymore. There's no baseball in the Olympics anymore. But there's MMA and badminton. What's up with that?
Well, what's wrong with MMA?
There's Does anybody wrestling? Agree with me?
If There's you, wrestling.
It, look, I want to hear some phone calls from some people that are awake in New York, Connecticut, or New Jersey, especially. During our show today, because I'm sorry, badminton, give me a break. You can reach us at 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Roy, where can they take a look at Ronda Rousey? What
well,
a great
can,
She needs to change her name before she does anything.
Google. Just Google it. That's what I do.
All right, Google's how do you spell Ronda Rousey? Because you definitely don't know how to spell this other thing.
R-O-U-S-E.
All right.
Why?
Everybody
there's
Google
a why there.
Everybody Google it. Ronda, R-H-O-N-D-A, or does she do it a weird way?
R-O-N-D-A. Yeah.
Oh, it's just R-O-N-D-A. So there's no H?
No, there's no H.
Well, there's an H in normal Ronda's, okay?
Is there?
Help me, Ronda. Help me, Ronda. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And yes, I do have a double shot mocha right here in front of me. I got up a little late this morning. You know why?
She had now I'm starting to question the fact if she had a gold medal or not.
Oh, well, there you go. We just put out some information. Maybe she had a
I'm
gold
sorry,
medal.
I'm sorry. It's a bronze. It's a bronze.
Well, bronze, it's gold, bronze. They're kind of the same color. I mean, of course, when you have the bronze medal, your face is like around the knee of the gold medal winner
yeah,
on the stand.
She got a bronze, and it was in Beijing. Yeah.
So she used to be pretty good, and now she's just some...
Well, that was the last...
I love this song.
Ronda?
Hey, 1967. Help me, Ronda. Help me, Ronda.
I was wondering what's going on. I was like, are we going to break?
Bom,
I think we just got
This is Mike Love and the Beach Boys, buddy. Hey, before you were even a thought, your dad was in high school when that song was out. No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Your dad was in junior high. He was in junior high. So was I, as a matter of fact. Beach Boys were hot. Beatles were hot. Rolling Stones were hot. That's about it. I mean, you know, if you didn't have Beatles albums, Rolling Stones albums.
It was judo. Women's Beach. Judo is what she
oh,
she's
So doing. She's not even an MMA stud.
She's she's an
she
MMA fighter.
She is now. What's her record, Roy?
Oh, God. See, now you're... I didn't like any of
Roy's
this stuff.
Stalking
up.
This
I
girl. He doesn't even know if she's
anybody.
Any good. He doesn't know what her... Listen.
I'm not stalking anybody.
Before
I'm not stalking her talent.
he's doing something pretty weird. I got news for you.
The show before hey. Us, the scorecard, the guys were talking about it, and I sat down... And now, of course, we were listening to them while we were, you know, gearing up for this show.
Yes.
And they started talking about MMA.
Yes.
And how can you talk about MMA right now and not
my
talk
time.
About Ronda
you're
Rousey?
I'm better off looking at Twitter than talking to you right now because you don't know anything about this girl you're stalking. Hey,
I know
next,
that she
next time
kicked
we
ass
talk
last
about
night
this girl,
in a MMA fight
I know
and armbarred another chick in the first round, which
I know
is pretty
girl,
cool.
I know a girl that could put this girl on her back in 1 minute wrestling that,
call
I,
her
that
up,
I used to
you call
coach.
Up Ronda and you call up this
I'm
chick.
I'm going to kick Ronda's
And I'm
butt.
Sure somebody will put it on TV and I'll watch
if
it.
If Ronda touches me, I'm knocking her out. I'm Bruce Hall and I'm just kidding.
I'm going to find find her on Twitter, I'm gonna get her on the show.
Hey, let's set up a bow between. I'm 58 years old. Let's get it on. Hey, you know what? She doesn't even have to put any wraps or gloves on her hands. I'll put 16-ounce gloves on mine, and within a minute, I'll have her begging for her life.
I don't think so.
Oh, but you're out of your mind. She'll have to run. I got to make a small ring so I don't have to chase her.
Bruce.
Because if I have to chase her, I'll get tired.
You definitely cannot run. You're not.
Hey, imagine a 50-year-old wrestling coach that's still in shape, and that's me, people.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, trust me.
You said still in shape, Bruce.
I'm still in pretty good shape. I mean, there's nobody in my room that can ever
round's
be.
Definitely
I'm
a shape.
I'm not round. Hey, if you want to see what I look like, make it to Augie's one day or night this week, because Roy and I are actually going
to
New York. We're coming to New York. We'll be in, we're staying in the Doubletree, which is, I think, where we stayed last time, and it's a beautiful hotel.
You get cookies for free.
Yeah, it's like they have meeting rooms, and they have hot cookies, too. They keep them warm. I guess they'd nuke them, you know, like every half hour to keep them that warm. But I got to tell you, there isn't a better place to stay than a Doubletree hotel, and we're staying in a Doubletree hotel 10, 15 minutes from the station. We're going to do the show live next Sunday with Kyle. Kyle, what's up, buddy? Sorry about that little snafu earlier today.
Kyle's asking now that if he's going to be our punching bag today. Apparently,
no.
The scorecard. No,
now this girl can put a hurting on Kyle.
Well,
this girl. As a matter of fact, I'd have to protect Kyle. Kyle would need two bodyguards with this girl.
Well, I mean,
Kyle's a great guy, but he's not a fighter. I can tell you that. Right? He's a lover. This guy.
This Ronda Rousey. Chick.
I think Ronda Rousey can kiss my behind because I know Fire and Gasman. I'll put Fire and Gasman up. You don't need
Fire and Gasman.
Google her. You googled Ronda Rousey, the girl that you're stalking. Google Fire and Gasman. She's better looking than Ronda Rousey.
Fire and Gasman.
F-I-R-E-N. She's an MMA fighter, and that's not her last name anymore. But I bet if you Google or if you go to Facebook, Fyron Gassman, G-A-S-S-M-A-N, you'll find a picture of her. You'll see her. She was the only girl in the history of the state of Virginia to go to the state tournament. She went her freshman and sophomore years. She won two matches her sophomore year. She went to this school where there's very few schools. And by the way, you know, women's wrestling is an Olympic event. And Fyron, a girl she used to work out with all the time, Helen Marolis from Maryland, she lost 2 out of 3 matches to go to the Olympics and got beat. Fyron used to abuse Helen. Helen, no offense, she used to beat you pretty good.
I can't find Fyron anywhere.
Well, that's because she's basically different now. She got married. She went to school to wrestle, married some dude. Now she lives in the state of Washington, but she's fighting MMA now. And if I can find him, I get film of her on my Facebook page where I just hit it and I watch her beating the crap out of somebody. Like these girls that do jiu-jitsu, they were like, you know how jiu-jitsu people are, Roy, you understand. A lot of them fight off their back because what they do is they'll do a little arm drag and they put their legs around your neck and they try to choke you out.
That's how
this girl tried to do this to Fyron that was like undefeated, and she just started throwing this girl on her back. Her legs came off and she beat the crap out of this girl. It was over like in a minute and a half. And this girl was undefeated. Hello. So,
well,
you know, her name's Fyron something else. It's kind of an African name. I'm just being honest. I mean, her last name is.
D'Angelo Chris of the scorecard just tweeted me and he said, Ronda Rousey can kick my butt and I have no problem admitting it. And
well,
I said
you
the
know
same
what?
Thing.
Hey, you
she
know what?
Kick my,
that says
she can
a
kick
lot.
My butt.
That,
I don't
listen,
care.
Buddy, let me tell you something. The softer side of men is getting to more women these days anyway. If you're a big tough guy, nobody wants you anymore. So be the big push and you'll get more girls.
I'm not being a push.
But your buddy is.
I'm being a that's
why would he admit that Ronda Rousey can kick his butt unless he's soft?
Because he knows what he's talking about. No. Because this chick he's just being a realist.
Hey, I will get in a ring right now with Ronda Rousey. Anywhere. You put up the money. You get the ring. Give me 2 weeks to get in shape, and I will break her.
You
know what? You're right. I won't. I'll just get on top of her. I'll headlock her. I'll put her on her back, and I'll hold her there. And if she wants to put her legs around my neck and try to choke me out, I will pummel her face with my fists.
I don't think so.
Rhonda, this is...
That is Bruce.
You're listening
Hall,
to Bruce Hall's second opinion,
and he's challenging a woman.
I'm challenging a girl
who's stalking.
For crying
out loud,
you're more interested in some girl that you. First of all,
she's
a
big story.
Yeah, first of all, you thought that she was like a gold medalist this year, and she's not.
No,
she was a bronze medalist.
She was
in Beijing in judo. Big difference between judo. Grab my shirt and throw me. I weigh 220. Good luck with that, babe.
My right arm
will go up your crotch. I will lift you over my head and break you over my knee.
You asked me what she medaled in. I thought it was a gold. It was a bronze.
Are we getting ready to take a break? Then I got something important to say, Roy. Hey, we should start talking about this stuff.
Ronda Rousey every week.
Ronda Rousey. She's got me. I'm sweating here. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Help me, Rhonda, yeah. Get her out of my heart.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here. Kyle, thanks for putting up with us this
morning. Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Hey, listen, Kyle, I'll bring you a present. I'll bring you some Nat stuff.
We're not going to bring anything,
I'm waiting on Holden Kushner to let me know. Holden Kushner has a show on 106.7 The Fan here in Northern Virginia, D.C. area. And they are the flagship station for the number one, well, for the top team in baseball right now. The top team in baseball right now, if you go everywhere and look, is the Washington Nationals. Got the best pitching staff in the league. They're starting to hit the ball too. They've won like as many games as almost as they won all of last year, and we're not even in September yet. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to win 95 to 100 games this year. Even if they shut Steven Strasburg down, which I ain't talking about because too many idiots have talked about it already. If the guy needs to be shut down, shut him down. Because, you know, you're not doing this. And I don't want to talk about it now.
That's
because
fine,
the people
because
in New York
I
don't want to hear it.
I completely disagree with you. But
well,
that's okay.
It doesn't matter if you disagree because you don't coach baseball at the level I do. And you don't understand what being a general manager in Major League Baseball is. And I do.
You do?
You're some kid that plays like – you play softball on the weekends.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you that's fine, Bruce.
Look, if you shut – You know who they shut.
Nobody, I'm not going. We're
nobody,
not going to talk about it.
All right. Then,
so if
then
you don't
shut
want to talk about
mouth.
It, we're not going to talk about it.
All right. Shut
it.
Your mouth.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to knock you out before I even
saying,
see this girl.
You don't shut down an
I'm
ace
gonna have some
when
more
you're
I'm going to have some more mocha double shot. I'm going to knock you
when
out.
When you're in a pennant race and you're the Washington Nationals and you play in a city who hasn't won a title in
21
years.
You're such a moron.
You don't shut down
your ace. You're just like every other moron on the radio. But that's what you want to be, a moron on the radio. And you're doing a good job.
So what happens then? What happens if you do shut them down?
They're going to make the playoffs anyway. They've got enough pitching to win the National League pennant anyway.
Then what if you get bounced the first round? Edwin Jackson doesn't
re-sign. So who cares? At least you know you've done the right thing with a guy whose arm you have invested millions of dollars
and possibly throw away any possibility of ever winning a pennant.
All right, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Steven Strasburg, who, you know, when he came up 2 years ago.
I don't want to talk about this.
Well, we're going to talk about it because you're being a moron. I'm going to show everybody how stupid you are.
That's fine. Let's go.
Here's the deal. Last year, Jordan Zimmermann threw, how many innings? 160. Mm-hmm. They shut him down. Jordan Zimmermann,
they
right
were
now.
In a pennant race last
keep
year.
Your mouth shut.
They
right
a
now, let
they
me
were
talk.
In a pennant race.
Doesn't
they were in a
matter.
Race
you
last
don't
year.
Change the rules because you're in a pennant race. If you shut a guy down because it's for the safety of his elbow, you shut him the hell down. Period. You don't look back and go, yeah, but we're in a pennant race. We need him. You don't need him. Strasburg almost has a 4 ERA since the All-Star break. You know who's their number one pitcher? You'll even know this. Jordan Zimmermann has had a better year. Mm-hmm. Than Strasburg has, by far. The reason Strasburg doesn't get past the sixth inning is because he's a strikeout pitcher. He doesn't throw to contact. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, the last five or six times he's gone out, half the time he's not looked very good. The other half, he's looked fine. Well, Zimmermann has never looked bad.
Yeah, but he's also
Jordan Zimmermann threw 20 straight. Mm-hmm. Well, he also, quality games in a row.
He also
which
doesn't
means
have
he
anywhere
given
near
up.
The strikeouts. And
you
and
don't
his, and
need
his,
the strikeouts, just, Roy. Well, it's not about – see, his, you don't know anything
his,
about baseball.
And look at his record. I'm just telling you – if you're
pop-ups and
just,
ground balls
I'm just,
work,
I'm
right.
just telling you that if you're going to say that Jordan Zimmermann has had that much of a
somebody
better
somebody knows
season,
more about baseball than Roy,
than
give
Strasburg,
us a call at 240-240-317-7294. There's got to be – thousands of people awake listening to the show that know a lot more about baseball than Roy. 240-317-7294. Now, if we were talking about NBA basketball, I would concede to you. Anything that you say about the NBA,
saying...
I've been around baseball my whole life, since Bruce Bochy and I played on the same All-Star team. Mm-hmm. And I've been involved in baseball every year. When you got a guy, when you believe that you need to shut somebody down after X amount of innings, you just do it. Now, here's what I'm thinking, Roy. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Mike Rizzo who's probably going to be general manager of the year.
Yes, I agree.
In Major League Baseball. Definitely in the National League, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And Mike Rizzo is a great guy.
He's doing a great job.
And listen, for all you people out there that were saying, well, Rizzo's never done anything. No, he didn't do anything. He took the Arizona Diamondbacks, who 10 years ago, yeah, about 10 years ago, when they beat the Yankees, he took over the Diamondbacks. He didn't take over. He was the assistant GM. Joe Garagiola Jr. was the general manager. He worked mm-hmm. for Joe Jr., okay? And he was basically in charge of scouting, and he built their minor league system. He took them from 30th mm-hmm. in the league to number one. And they won a World Series ring. 3 or 4 years later, he ends up getting involved with this team called the what? The Washington Nationals, because, you know, Montreal, Major League Baseball, was watching the Montreal Expos because they owned the team because nobody was showing up in Montreal to play, and they had good teams. As a matter of fact, the first year they moved to Washington, they played at old RFK Stadium, Roy. They were 5 games out in front in their division at the All-Star game. They ended up breaking down and, you know, people got hurt and they didn't. I don't even know if they had a 500 record at the end of the season, but they had about a 500 record. This was like 5 or 6 years ago. Now the Nationals have built their minor league system like Arizona Diamondbacks did.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Arizona Diamondbacks still are a pretty good organization. I mean, they have five guys hitting over 300. Well, before you open your mouth and make
an
idiot of yourself.
I'm not talking about stats. I'm talking about
where they
are in the standings.
I'm talking about great minor league system with guys they can bring up like Goldschmidt and all these guys.
They need to do it because they're struggling.
Well, they're doing it, but you know, how many
games? That's what I'm talking about.
Do you even know how many games back they are? They still have a shot. They have the easiest record in the National League West the rest of the season. They do. They have the easiest teams to play. Okay. And, you know.
Do you have the Diamondbacks in the playoffs?
And look. No.
Okay.
No, because.
Then there it is.
But I got to tell you.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
No, but let me just. Well, all they have to do is win the West. They don't even have to have a good record.
Are they going to win the West?
It's going to be close. If they can beat the Dodgers mm-hmm. in a majority of the time in their remaining games,
yep.
and they can beat the San Francisco Giants in their remaining games. And by the way, San Francisco Giants lost Melky Cabrera for the year. And we're going to talk about that later because that's real important stuff, and I happen to know a little bit about it.
I'm just saying that the Diamondbacks. Are they
won the West last year and went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they're a pretty good team.
They're 5 games out this year. They're not going to make it this year. Are they a decent franchise?
Has anybody called in yet?
They're a decent franchise.
Give us a call if you think the D-backs are okay or better.
They're okay.
They're okay or better. Because they're above 500 a highly contested league.
Now.
The Dodgers were ranked number one before the Nats were for like 2 months.
The Dodgers,
April and May and early June were beating everybody.
Is the NL West harder or easier than the AFC?
Well, let's talk about
AL
the
East.
National League since we're talking about the National League. Comparing to another division.
NL East. Harder or easier?
Easier. But barely.
Okay. So how barely?
Because the Dodgers and the Giants and the D-backs are all pretty damn good.
Okay, so
none of them are great. Hey, the Giants, when they won the World Series 2 years ago, weren't great.
They got
hot at the right time.
And I'm saying that the
don't you agree?
Yes, and I'm saying that the Washington Nationals and the Atlanta Braves are better than anybody in that division. and pushing.
I don't think top... no, that you can't say that because
how? How can
because
I say that?
Because the pull up.
I'm staring at it right now.
Yeah,
I'm staring at it.
Look at the record between the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants for the last 3 years. We've dominated them, and when I say we, I mean the Giants. Mm-hmm. We dominated Atlanta. We beat them in the playoffs. We beat them there this year. They're one of the few teams that the Giants kicked the crap out of on the road.
Well.
Atlanta doesn't have enough hitting. When Chipper Jones isn't playing, they're
Atlanta
not scoring enough runs.
Atlanta has.
Yeah, who? McCann, who didn't even make the All-Star team, is hitting .238 right now. You see, you're talking baseball, man.
I am talking baseball, and I'm staring at the standings and stats.
Pull up the stats for the Atlanta Braves right now.
Okay.
Pull them up, because this is big Met. By the way, the Mets.
What do you want, the hitting?
Yeah, I want all the hitting stats. And I want batting average and on-base average. Their on-base average is going to be a lot better than their batting average, mm-hmm. which is fine.
Yeah, of course.
Even show me OBA. But my point is, they're not that good, because they don't score enough runs.
Well, they're a 70-win baseball team.
Well, yeah, right now. And you know why? For two reasons. Number one, they have pitching. They might have
They have one of the best bullpens in baseball.
Well, they have really good starting pitching this year, too. Yeah. That's all that's keeping them right there. You know, but look at who they're chasing, the Nats. Mm-hmm. The good thing about the Nats is that they've got – this is good for the Nats, and it's also good for the Mets. Mets are like 6 games under .500. Unfortunately, they're done and just don't know it. Now, last night, the Nats got shut out by Jonathan Nease and the New York Mets. The Mets have handled them. Man. You know, they played them even for about the last month or so when they play.
The Mets are a much better team than everyone
they're
thought they were going to be.
They're in a tough division.
Everyone thought that they were going to be bottom of this
division.
Well,
you know, Philly's making it hard for that because they're trading away a lot of their good guys, too. Mm-hmm. Philly's traded away 3 top-line pitchers. And they've traded away Victorino. They've traded away a lot of guys. They basically are in revamp mode.
But Philadelphia's still a hard out.
No, yeah, but Philadelphia is not nearly as good as the Atlanta Braves or the Washington Nationals.
I didn't say that.
They're not even as good as the New York Mets. The Mets are beating them.
I didn't say. Aren't
the Mets ahead of them in the standings?
I didn't say that the Philadelphia Phillies were better than anybody in the
division.
Can
you tell we're talking about baseball here?
I said when you play the Philadelphia Phillies, you have to show up because this is not a team.
Oh, yeah, well, they're not going to give you anything. But listen, have you watched them?
This is not the Colorado Rockies or the San Diego
Padres. Roy, have you watched them every night to a certain extent? I have. And let me tell you their problem.
I've watched a lot of
Phillies. Ryan Howard, 60%. Chase Utley, 75%. Jimmy Rollins is 39 years old. They don't really have their best player is Ruiz, and he's hurt. Now, he's mm-hmm. dinged up. They traded Hunter Pence to the San Francisco Giants, okay?
Yeah.
They trade Shane Victorino in center field to the L.A. Dodgers, a team that you say is not that good, but they are. They're going to be hanging around till the end of the season.
I didn't say they weren't that good.
You told me they were okay.
The Dodgers?
Well, yeah, look at their record.
We were talking about the Diamondbacks. Well, the Diamondbacks
I know. But the Diamondbacks are just behind the Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants.
The Dodgers are a good baseball team, but when we were comparing the NL East to the NL West,
right.
The Dodgers are third place.
Well, I still think the East is better because they have, but they're not much better. And the only reason they're not much better is there's a Double-A team playing in the National League West, and their name is the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
And
the Padres
aren't
much better.
If you look at the team ERA for the Colorado Rockies, it's a joke.
And they only go
over
like 4 innings.
Run worse than anybody else in baseball. Their team ERA, Roy, I want to say is 5.8 something.
I mean,
I think the next worst is 4.6.
They do play in a ballpark where balls just fly out, though. So you got to give them that.
Yeah, but that's for them, too. Look at who they have. They've got Kadire. They got Helton. They got all these guys. They got Dexter Fowler. They got guys that can hit the long ball. I mean, I'm sitting here looking. Let's do this real quick. Let's break down.
Hey. No qualify. I went to the Colorado Rockies page.
Right.
Click pitching leaders ERA.
Oh, they're so bad. Yeah, what is
click,
it, 4?
You click ERA pitching leaders. A blank baseball player face shows up, and it says, no qualifiers found.
It's like, Bruce Hall.
I'm Bruce Hall.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm here with Roy G. We're talking Major League Baseball.
That's hilarious. Here's
what I want to do right now.
You know what we're going to do? We won't give you that stat.
Roy, focus now.
I'm here, buddy.
Focus. We're going to go over the standings in both leagues right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about what we know about both teams. The New York Yankees, by the way, are five games out in front. We're going to talk about the American League because, to be honest with you, I don't care about the American League at this point. I am very impressed with a couple of things I'm going to share with you. But the New York Yankees are 71-49. Why? Because they figure out how to win no matter what's going on. They've got enough talent. They surely spent enough money on the talent. They've got eight guys right now on their team, Roy, that have hit 200 or more lifetime home runs. Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Curtis Granderson's hitting like 220, and they're five games out in front. The Tampa Bay Rays are 66-54. They have no hitting. Now, Evan Longoria just came back. Evan Longoria is the guy that does that commercial that where he used to jump out of a helicopter. That was kind of fun, into a big lake or something. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They've won three in a row, and Tampa Bay is 66-54. A lot of people think they're the only team that really can catch the Yankees. I agree, but let me tell you something about the Baltimore Orioles. They are 10 games over 500. They literally, if you look at their stats, they are in the bottom third of pitching. And they are in the bottom quarter of hitting stats, and they are 10 games over 500. And what I would consider
they're the worst team.
But that's the best American League division there are. Yeah. It's not even close.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, even Toronto is good. And Boston, people can talk about Boston all they want. Listen, after August 1st last season, after September 1st last season, they stopped playing for Terry Francona, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can say what you want about Boston. They're a shell of what they used to be. And besides David Ortiz, who's having a good year in Boston? How about nobody? How about nobody? Yeah. Jared Saltalamacchia is gone, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. Salty is their catcher that's having a good year. My bad.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. They're three games under 500 when they're usually 20 games over 500. But I like the Yankees still to win. They're not going to win by the 15 games I said they would.
Right.
Because they got, like, what, 10 guys hurt? They still got Pettit and CeCe on the DL right now. Everybody's hurt. They've got Tech shut down at first base because of his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Derek Jeter's had a phenomenal year. Robbie Cano's having a good year. Not a good year for Robbie Cano, but look, when you don't have a bunch of guys that are not hitting, you can pitch around Robbie Cano.
Well, the Yankees have five players who are batting 300.
Right. Look at their OBAs. They're all good, too.
800, yeah, 700, 900, 900, 700, 700, 800, 800.
And look at their team ERA. Look at pitching. Switch to pitching, Roy. There you go.
I don't have.
You're listening to Bruce Hall and Roy G. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going over Major League Baseball. When we get back, we're going to be talking more about the American and the National League and baseball. We're going to go over a lot of stuff. Then we're going to get to my passion, the fall, baby, NFL football. And I got to tell you, there's some great stories out there in the NFL already, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Listen, we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to AM 1230. WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Well, last night, the New York Giants and the New York Jets played.
Oh, well, let's not talk about football. We can talk about football first. If we go off on the Giants and the Jets, I'm going off.
I'm not talking about football yet. This is a teaser. This is what they call a teaser in radio.
All right.
And we're going to get into that game
a
little bit later.
A teaser, I like that. That's kind of like playing two bets and you get 6 points either way.
Kind of.
That's a teaser.
It's a little bit like that.
You got two team teasers, you got three team teasers.
So that game...
There's a few people out
that
there
game happened last night, and it was a very interesting game. But
God,
like I said, we will get into that a little bit.
It was interesting if you're a Giant fan. Hey, we're going to talk about it. Let's get through the American League, and let's get through the National League.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell everybody who I believe. If you go to Vegas or you're online out of the country or whatever, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Now you can either listen to me and believe me, or I get tired of being right all the time. It's it's hard to do that. It is. Look, the name of this show is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Trust me. It's really my first opinion. and my second and my third. Very, very. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll say it. And listen, when you handicap pro football, you're going to be wrong at least 40 or 45% of the time.
We were both hit last season, though.
Well, hell, we predicted. If everybody had gone in late October to Vegas and bet the Giants to win the Super Bowl, you could have gotten the Giants at 15-1 then. 15-1 they were going off when we said that. And, you know, the Giants are historically what we call the NFL's team because their offices are in New York. Yep. It all started there. The mayors think they own the damn, you know, league anyway. I mean, you know, Commissioner Goodell does whatever the mayors want him to do. He doesn't care about little teams like the New Orleans Saints. To heck with them. You know, I'll just – if that had been the New York Giants that did that, do you think they'd have gotten all those penalties? The answer is no. Okay, hello?
Well,
no.
Well,
and I got news for you. Everybody in that league cheats a little bit.
Yeah.
And trust
me. Well, there's
me.
More Saints coming.
We'll talk about that. Let's talk about baseball.
Some more Saints stuff happened over the weekend. Over the week, I should say. But we will get into that later.
Like, all right, American League East. We already said Yankees are going to win. Tampa's going to be close. Baltimore's going to be right behind them. But I'm going to say it right now. Buck Showalter, manager of the year, without a doubt. Nobody else should be manager of the year. Nobody else has done the job with a team that should be 10 to 15 games worse than they are now.
Yeah.
And I don't even like Bucky Showalter. You remember the message I gave you to give to him? Because he said something bad about Washington.
Baltimore, what I was going to say earlier was Baltimore has the worst run differential. One of the worst. It's either the worst or one of the worst run differentials in the league.
Exactly, but
they're 10 games over 500.
Instead of the San Francisco Giants, and all they do is win. Mm-hmm. Last night, the Giants tortured his skin. Chicago White Sox. Excuse me. Are 1.5 games above the Detroit Tigers, who everybody in the world picked to win the Central Division. Detroit right now, because the White Sox are in first place, are big time into the wild card hunt. And after that, you've got three teams that need to just blow all the teams up and start over. Cleveland, Kansas City. By the way, Kansas City's been playing really well lately. They have one of the youngest teams in Major League Baseball because they had one of the top minor league systems ever 2 years ago. The Minnesota Twins, you know, it's a nice new ballpark. It's up in Minnesota, but they're 50-69 and going nowhere fast. The Texas Rangers are leading in the American League West. They're 19 games above 500, but they've struggled. They've gone pretty much as Josh Hamilton has gone. When Josh Hamilton went into a big slump last month in July, they slumped.
Yeah.
Now Josh is hitting the ball again, and they're starting to win again. They're 5-5 their last 10 games. You know, nobody in the West is jumping out. The Oakland A's had a phenomenal June and July. After starting in last place, now they're 5 games back. They're in the wild card race.
Yep.
The Angels are still in the wild card race, but these guys have lost 3 games in a row. And I don't care if they've got Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, all these great players. Their pitching that they paid hundreds of millions, well, tens of millions of dollars for, sucks. Their starting pitchers are blown it for them.
And
this
to
year.
Put things in perspective, what I was saying about the Orioles, Oakland is a plus 30 run differential,
right?
The Angels is a plus 26. Baltimore has a better record than both of them and is minus 45.
Well, that's like the Giants are like even with runs. They're actually scoring more runs since the All-Star break.
They're plus 35.
Which is almost, with this many games, is like being even.
Arizona, the team you were talking about earlier, plus 42.
Yeah, we'll see. 61. But what's the difference? The difference is one run ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to win in the eighth and ninth inning?
Yep.
Giants have proven they can always do that. They got the best manager in baseball, in my opinion, in Bruce Bochy, best game manager. Buck Showalter right there with him. But Buck's in the American League. You know, if there's anything Gibby is guilty of, Kirk Gibson, he doesn't have the experience yet in a major league dugout as a head coach. As a manager, and he's getting better all the time. And he and Boach are the same age. All right, let's go to the National League. My two favorite teams are Washington and San Francisco, not necessarily in that order. The Washington Nationals, we talked about a little bit earlier, 74-46, and the Mets shut them out last night. Jonathan Nease with an incredible game. John Roush comes in, former Nat, and did a great job. I read a big article on John Roush earlier this week. Yeah, but that's because he's like a, what do they call those dinosaurs with short arms?
T-Rex?
Yeah, he's like a T-Rex. He's like 6'11", and he's got the arms of you, Roy. So he looks kind of funny when he's pitching. The Atlanta Braves, Roy, like you said, absolutely. 20 games over 500. 70-50, 7-3, and Bobby Cox is gone. John Schierholz is gone. All these guys are gone. Who's still there? That franchise is still there. Yeah. Ted Turner still owns the team.
They got a good young team.
And they operate that team like a winner. They went 14 straight years to the playoffs when Bobby Cox was there. Mm-hmm. New York Mets. Mets, I'm hanging in there with you, but when you're 17 games back in late August, it's over. Are the Mets going to break down and maybe trade off some players? I don't know. You know what I think would really work? There's one player that they can get a ton of prospects for. His name is David Wright. Yeah. And if David Wright went anywhere, he would probably draw two or three of your best minor league prospects immediately and maybe a future prospect. Oh, and I don't think they can do it that way. Baseball's not like football. You can't trade a later on. You can trade for a player to be named later, but it happens the same year. I love Atlanta, but I love the Mets too, and I like what Terry's doing.
Yep.
You know, Terry Collins has done a great job with his team this year. There's really not a whole lot you can say.
They're considering most people have them at the bottom of the basement.
Well, look how good that division is. I mean, they've got two teams at the top of it that have 70 or more wins. Now, in the Central Division, raise your hand out there, people, if you thought the Cincinnati Reds were going to be 73-48 at the start of this season.
Well, apparently Votto did because he signed on for a gajillion dollars.
Well, you know, they paid Joey Votto. They didn't pay anybody else. But I got to tell you, they've done very well. Mm-hmm. Walt Jocketty is their general manager.
He's
a stud.
The bigger story in this division is the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who thought that the Pittsburgh Pirates were going to be
you can say that,
in this position?
But even last year until late, they were over 500 because they have great young players. Pittsburgh mm-hmm. has a great minor league organization. They have a great hitting instructor up there now. The Cincinnati Reds, I'm not a big Dusty Baker fan because I think he's a cheap shot artist. He'll throw at anybody, anytime. But the guys like him for that. I read a big article on him. If you want to Google Dusty Baker, Google him. He's a pretty cool dude. I don't like him. I mean, if I ever played against him and I was in the other dugout and somebody hit one of my guys, we would empty. And I'd go looking for him, believe me. I'd be the first guy. I'd take their entire coaching staff, as a matter of fact.
You'd go when looking for him and Ronda Rousey.
Let me tell you something.
Where is she?
Hey, let me tell you what I tell my kids when it's getting really weird in my college summer league team. I tell them all. I just turn around. I said, all right, I want everybody on the line. If they hit this guy now, everybody's on the line. I got all the coaches. You don't have to worry about any of the coaches. They're all mine. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm telling the truth because a lot of my kids will tell you. That's exactly what I tell them. Now, listen, you got Pittsburgh in second place. There's still a wild card spot available. St. Louis is right there, a game back of them. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee is done. Ryan Braun, done. You know, the Selig family, done. You're all done. Chicago Cubs, done. Houston, oh my God, they're so bad. They're done. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bruce Hall, and I have something important to say. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy G is here. Matt's in the box. We'll be back in a minute.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
And First Opinion.
Well, sure, we'll throw the First Opinion there, too. And we're going down the American and National Leagues. In baseball, the beef, I should say, thinks is going to the playoffs, who is still in the wild card hunt. And we just went down the whole AL. We went down the NL East.
We're down to the
and
West.
We are just finished up the NL Central, and now we are heading to your favorite division.
Yeah. This is where Roy and I were differing in opinion a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where we started talking about baseball because I was so mad at him. But San Francisco right now is doing it with mirrors. They're basically, you know, they're a slightly above average team. Brian Sabin, their general manager, made a lot of moves in the offseason. He got Melky Cabrera. Hello, Melky's done for the year. Now, he can come back five games into the playoffs, but he's not coming back because there's a New York Daily News article on him that he allegedly set up a fake website and did all kinds of stuff. What you got to do is you got to go to the New York Daily News, Google it, and see if you can find this story on Melky Cabrera. If that happens, he's not even coming back to San Francisco. I can promise you that. The LA Dodgers have won. They basically have identical records. The Dodgers are a half game back because they played one more game and lost it. Giants are 66-54. Dodgers 66-55. In late August, it doesn't get any closer than that. The Dodgers, in my opinion, have about the same I want to say they play each other six more times, but they have exactly the same toughness of schedule, I think, as San Francisco does. The team I think that has the easiest schedule, and that would be whoever plays Houston more times, is the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're 61-59. They're only two games over 500, but they've won three games in a row. They've got some decent starting pitching. They've got some really good young kids. The biggest problem the Diamondbacks have had this year is their shortstop was out for almost the entire year. He's back, and he doesn't even look healthy. Their third baseman, who was almost an all-star last year, isn't doing it this year. Goldschmidt was on fire early, went to sleep in the middle of the season. Now he's starting to hit the ball a little bit. You know, Justin Upton, who was an all-star, you know, from Great Bridge, Virginia, mm-hmm. kid that I know personally. Justin Upton is just starting to hit the ball a little bit. But he's had an off year. If you look at all of those guys, they've all had off years. Now, there can be a million different reasons for that. It could be just they need a better hitting outlook, a better hitting coach. Maybe they don't have a hitting coach. I don't even know who their hitting coach is. You should look it up. But I'm sure he's looking around looking for another job right now because he may not be around later. San Diego Padres suck. That's all I'm going to say. They're terrible. To hell with them. But they are playing with a bunch of kids that should be in AA and AAA. The Colorado Rockies may be the worst pitching staff in the history of Major League Baseball. I'm pretty sure that nobody has ever had a 6-point-plus ERA. They're close to doing that right now. They're terrible. Definitely, in my opinion, probably almost as weak. And, you know, the Central and the West are the same. The East is the best division. Here's who I think is going to be there when it's all over. Then Roy and I are going to give you, hey, go get your pen and pencil, all you handicappers out there, because we're going to give you our picks for today's games as soon as I'm done doing this. Are you ready for this? I still have the Yankees and the Rangers playing for the pennant. I think those are the two teams that are going to be there when it's over. I think they've got the most talent and damn sure spent the most money. The White Sox in Detroit, they're going to beat each other up so badly, they're not going to have anything left. You understand what I'm saying with that? Mm-hmm. They're going to have to win that division, in my opinion, to even get to the playoffs. So if you don't win that division, you're going to get done. So they're going to sell everything in the house, sell out, and try to win it. They're not going to have enough left. Look at the National League. Yeah, the Washington Nationals, they're going to be there. I'm torn with who they're going to end up playing because Atlanta is pretty damn good. Now, Atlanta's going to end up playing they're going to play a single game, in my opinion, against either Cincinnati or Pittsburgh because the wild card team, in my opinion, isn't going to come from the West. It's going to come from the Central. I hope it's Pittsburgh, but it's probably not going to be.
I think it's going to be Pittsburgh.
It looks like Cincinnati's going to win the Central.
Yep.
You know what? They've got Mike Leake. They've got Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto, we talked about. He didn't even make the All-Star team. He won his 16th game yesterday. Mm-hmm. His ERA is 2.42, something like that. He's leading the National League in earned run average. You know what his record is during the day in the last 2 years? 11-0. If you can pitch during the day when you can see perfectly, you're a pretty damn good pitcher. But he didn't make the All-Star team because Tony La Russa got mad because he kicked somebody in a brawl 2 years ago. Tony, you're a jerk, okay? So now we're going to go over. That's who I think. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say it's Washington and San Francisco. And I'm picking San Francisco because I'm a homer, and yeah, I'm a Boch guy.
You're 2-2 teams.
I think they're going to overcome the Melky Cabrera problem, and they're going to get over that, and they're going to end up there. Now, they're going to have to beat somebody like Atlanta or Pittsburgh to even get, you know, that's who they'll play first, and you know why, right?
Yeah, well, if it were to end today,
right,
Atlanta would play Pittsburgh in a one-game wild card series.
Right.
And Washington would play the winner of that, correct? So it'd be,
that's correct.
So it'd be Washington versus Pittsburgh / Atlanta, Cincinnati versus San Francisco. So I see. I disagree with you with San Francisco.
Pick Cincinnati,
right? I like Cincinnati.
All right, good.
There.
Now we can really wager something.
I mean, it's a hypothetical. It won't happen until a hypothetical situation. It's
there.
One of those if the season ended today. I mean, how many times do you hear that?
Happen.
So.
But you know,
I like Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati, Washington, out of the National League.
All right, let me tell you who I think the worst manager in the National League is, and I'm not counting Houston, Chicago, Milwaukee because those guys all suck. And Bud Black in San Diego, he's terrible. And Jim Tracy he's on suicide watch in Colorado, and in Miami, that's Ozzie Guillen. He's an alcoholic. He's admitted it. And in Philly, it's a guy that's 80 years old, and he's probably on
this
his,
is last year.
Yeah, well, it better be. And but you know what? In my opinion, the manager, Mike Matheny, who's a nice guy, but St. Louis is blowing everybody up with their stats. They have the best hitting stats in the league. They have very good pitching stats, and their pitchers are getting better. Mm-hmm. They're 7.5 games back of Cincinnati.
They're destroying
people. How do you do that? Cincinnati's pitching is a lot better than last year, but it's okay. And Cincinnati, by the way, Roy, has done this with a bunch of guys that nobody knew.
Yeah.
The players that have played so well for Cincinnati, nobody knew their names. Now, Ryan Ludwig, everybody knew his name because he's been shopped around. He was in St. Louis. He was everywhere. But he's done a great job for Cincinnati. But look at these other guys. I mean, nobody knew who these guys were, and they've done a phenomenal job this year. And I'm happy for Cincinnati in general because that's a little market. It's a tiny little market. You know, there's not a lot of – people drive 4 hours to see a Reds game. Nobody drives more than an hour to see the Nats. They don't have to. There's like 5 million people within an hour. So anyway, that's it. Now, we're going to go over our picks now. So you got your pens out, everybody? All right, let me give you a second. Okay, here we go. Red Sox are at the Yankees. You know, at one time, this would have been a great matchup. Josh Beckett, who's looked pretty horrible, his record's 7-13, and his ERA is 5.19. And that means that Josh Beckett is making $2 million per win this year. Let me repeat that. $2 million per win. Hiroki Kuroda having a good year, 3.06 ERA, 14-10 record. I'm taking the Yankees. How about you, big boy?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, good. The Mets are at the Nats. Now, the Nats got shut out last night by a very good left-hander, Jonathan Nease. But they got this kid Hefner, who's not bad. Hefner's 2-4, 4.76 ERA. But the Nats don't lose two in a row very often. I'm taking Gio Gonzalez, the lefty for the Nats, who is his record, by the way, is 15-6. But they're 18-6 in games that he pitches. I'm taking the Nats.
I got the Nats.
He's like minus 300. You'd have to put up $3 in Vegas to win $100. Not necessarily the best way to do that. The Cubs are at the Reds. Volstead, who at one time, Roy, do you remember this kid Volstead? He was like 20, 21 years old when he came up with the Florida Marlins several years ago. I want to say Volstead's 6'7", 6'8", big right-hander, used to throw in the upper 90s. You know what his record is?
He's 0-9.
He's 0-9. How many guys you know out there that are 0-9?
So you're saying there's a chance.
And his ERA is 6.96. Yeah. Now, they have won one game that he's pitched in this year, but they've lost 11. I'm sorry. I'm taking Matt Latos. If he's minus 300, I don't care.
I got the Reds, too.
Matt Latos is going to win this game, hands down. Dodgers are at the Braves. This is one that we may differ on. I like the Braves here. Even though Minor's 6-9 this year, you know, and his ERA is 4.93. Lately, he's pitched much better. Now, the Dodgers, I want to say that the Dodgers last night, they did win. So I like the Braves coming back today and winning.
The Dodgers won 6-2.
Yeah, I like the Braves winning this game, even with Minor on the mound. Now, the thing I like about, generally speaking, left-handed pitchers do pretty well against LA, and that's because of Ethier. He struggles with them. I'm gonna take the Braves here. Are you gonna pass?
Yeah, I don't want this game.
All right, D-backs at the Astros. I'm passing. It's Kennedy against Galarraga. If you're gonna play this game at all, people, take the D-backs, please. They've won three in a row, and you know. They don't lose as much as the Astros. All right, that's a good enough reason right there. Phillies are at the Brewers. Kendrick is going for the Phillies. He's one of the few guys they kept. He's going against Wolf in Milwaukee. It's going to be a high-scoring game, people. I'm leaving it alone.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like the game at all. The Pirates, Roy. Karstens is pitching extremely well lately. In his last against the opponent this year, he's 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA. He's got a 3.91 ERA. He's 4-3 this year against Garcia with the Cardinals. I'm passing on the game completely.
I got St. Louis.
Well, good for you
for the simple fact that this could have playoff.
Absolutely.
Playoff ties. I think that St. Louis is going to come out.
Too.
They're going to come out like the dogs that want to be there, and then I've been there before. And Pittsburgh, I think they're too young to see a playoff team and to see someone who's,
all right, you know
who's
what
hunting
I'm gonna,
for the playoffs
you,
you in their
know
face.
What I'm gonna do? You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Karstens. I'm going to take Pittsburgh just because you took the Cards.
All right.
The Marlins are at the Rockies. Drew Pomeranz has sucked horribly lately. Josh Johnson looks like his old self. I'm taking the Marlins in Colorado because it doesn't matter where they play.
Yeah.
You know, Colorado loses at home and on the road. It really doesn't matter.
I'm staying away from this game.
I got to take the Marlins. The Giants are at the Padres. We're gonna be back in a minute. We're gonna have to get back to you. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're going to be up at the Rockland Boulders game this upcoming Saturday night. And we're throwing the first pitch, which that's a dream of mine, is to throw a first
pitch. At the Boulders game, too.
At a game.
What a beautiful ballpark.
I'm pretty pumped about it.
Dude, that ballpark's like one of the nicest ballparks.
So make sure you all take pictures of me while I do it and send them to me so I can pick the best one and blow it up and hang it in my man cave.
Yeah, I want everybody to show up. Now, I'm going to be there a day earlier than you, I think. I'm going up Thursday morning
I'm going up either.
Now, I'm going to be at Augie's for lunch. I can tell you that right now. I'm having a late lunch at Augie's. But Thursday night, I'm going to the Boulders game. I'm going to hang out with the guys that do the color and the play-by-play up there. Mm-hmm. And guess what else I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to watch REO Speedwagon after the game. They have a bass player, I kid you not, named Bruce Hall. That's his name. I think I'm almost the same age as this guy.
It might be me.
Hey, he's a foot taller. He's a foot taller than me and has this incredible comb over, like, of all of his long hair. I got more hair than him, even though mine's short. But he's a great that's one of my favorite bands of all time, top 10.
REO
Speedwagon was hopping in the late 70s, early 80s. They were awesome. They had so many top 10 hits. All right, we're going to finish up with our picks, Roy.
Before we do that.
No. Let's do this.
I was going to throw out a call poll a Twitter poll.
All right, do that.
Or call
that.
A Twitter poll. Either, however you want to get in touch with us.
Tweet, call.
What pitch should we throw with our first pitch?
I'm throwing a left-handed fastball because I'm going to look more like a baseball player left-handed
what
than you
do
right-handed.
Whoa. I used to pitch.
Yeah, I know.
So what pitch should we throw? Should we throw curveball? I'll throw a knuckleball. I'll do it.
You go. Look, We're going to be
underhand show through the floater.
No, no, we're
going
to be
granny.
No, we're going to be in New York.
Volleyball.
Here's
Should
all I
volleyball
I,
it?
No, here's all I ask you to do: throw it off the damn mound. Don't be a weenie
no,
and get out in front
the
of the mound.
Absolutely, I'm going to throw it. Right, I'm going right. for the picture here.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, I'm throwing two seam fastball. It's not going to be fast because my shoulders.
I'm pitching from the full. I'm not going to do the no stretch, no step and throw.
Will you promise not to look like Obama when you throw?
I'm going
to
look fantastic, and I want multiple pictures, and I'm going.
Have
I'm
you ever
serious,
seen,
man.
Have you ever seen Obama throw out a first pitch?
Yeah, in his mom jeans.
He throws like
a
girl. He throws like a bad girl. My daughter, I went out through long toss with my daughter who catches in college at Gettysburg. She was throwing 180 feet the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, like it was nothing. I'd like to see President Obama throw a softball 180 feet, period. I'd like to see him throw one and have it roll
I mean, he's an athlete.
He's not a baseball player, though. He's barely a basketball player because he's... Michael Jordan. Yeah,
Michael Jordan had a great season in minors.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He was horrible.
Do you want me to pull up the stats?
Yeah, he hit like 220, 230. You're looking at...
He did. You're
in
right.
In Triple A with the White Sox,
he had 225.
Even,
he had like...
That's not great. 225?
He just came straight off the couch and walked into a minor league
his
baseball
team. His swing was so long. His swing was longer than the Great Wall of China.
I bet
he had no chance to be a baseball player in a million years.
That's not true.
You know, I was actually alive then.
How old do you think I am?
I think you're too young to talk about Michael. Hey,
I remember.
Give
that.
Us a call or tweet us about how great Michael Jordan's baseball career was. If you're old enough to actually know, I'm pretty sure he played for the Memphis Chicks in Double A. Mm-hmm. No, he did. He played for the Memphis Chicks. He was with the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah,
that's who Bo Jackson played for.
He didn't play for the Memphis Chicks.
Who did he play for?
I'm going to look it up. I just watched the documentary.
Now you're going to look it up. My God. Unbelievable. I'm going to go over the rest of these games, and you can chime in if you'd like, Roy. Vogelsong goes against Clayton Richard. Clayton Richard is a giant killer normally. His last three starts, he's 2-1, 2.42 ERA. Vogie has had a rough time lately. I'm passing on the game. How about you? Taking Padres? Take the Padres.
What? No.
All right, well, then you're not going to take the Padres?
I don't think I had anybody in that game.
Orioles, Tigers. The Orioles had that kid Chen, the lefty. I like him
take
a lot.
The Padres.
Tigers, Fister. Who you want, Fister or you want Chen? Orioles and Tigers.
I don't have anybody in that game. I was leaning towards
I'm
more
passing
Detroit.
Too. I'm passing because the Orioles have won two games. They won last night. Rangers
he played for the Birmingham Barons.
Birmingham
Barons.
Yeah, thank you. Birmingham.
Man, well.
You got that mixed up with Binghamton, don't you?
Yeah.
Binghamton. God, yeah.
The zoo! Let's go to New York.
And I want you to tell them, do you have the year that he did that?
Yeah, 94.
94?
Yeah.
So you were 8 years old when that happened.
I was nine.
So you were an expert.
I was nine.
Okay. The Rangers, are at the Blue Jays. Harrison against Alvarez. I'm passing on this game.
Yeah,
it's just ugly. The White Sox are at the Royals. Guthrie has sucked all year except last time out, he threw a shutout for the Royals. The White Sox have Quintana, who's a lefty, and I like him a lot. Royals won yesterday, and I think they won the game day before. I'm taking the White Sox to win today.
Yeah, I got the White Sox.
Too. All right. You taking them, too?
Yep.
Unbelievable. The Rays are at the Angels. I'm taking the big lefty Moore against Greinke. Greinke is like... He's not really, you know, he's 10-4 this year. His ERA is 3.81. He's pitching well. The Angels need the game. I'm taking Moore and the Rays anyway.
No, I'm passing.
All right. Indians are at the Athletics. I'm passing on this game, even though Parker's pitching for the A's.
I was leaning towards the A's, but I'm passing.
I was too. Twins at the Mariners, pass. Two horrible teams.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, King Felix. Perfect game.
Yeah, perfect game. How have we not talked about that yet?
Because I saw the last two innings, and it was like I talked about it for a day. That was one of the most masterful games I've ever seen. But you got to remember who he beat, the Rays. They can't hit.
Yeah.
They don't hit. I mean, even with Evan Longoria back, they're not really hitting the ball. But although B.J. Upton, who nobody wanted in a trade, Justin Upton's older brother. And by the way, do you know what the Upton brothers did 2 weeks ago?
Tell me.
They both hit their 100th career home run on the same day.
Huh.
Now, let me ask everybody out there.
That's kind of embarrassing.
You know our number, correct?
Yeah, they know that.
You know our number.
And if you don't, it's 240-317-7294.
7294.
Yeah.
240-317-7294. Give us a call. What do you think the odds are? Now, I know we got some mathematicians up there. There's a lot of really good colleges within our hearing area. Let's just figure this. What are the odds of two players, two brothers, playing in the major leagues the same year? And after you figure that, those odds out, figure out how what the odds are of those two brothers hitting a home run on the same day. Just a home run. Do you understand? Roy, that's got to be in the millions right there. Easily.
Yeah.
Now figure out those two guys hitting their 100th home run on the same day. That's billions. And we saw it last week. The Upton brothers. Congratulations, BJ. Congratulations, Justin Upton.
Justin's the little brother, right?
Justin is the little brother.
By how many years?
4 years.
4 years.
And
so
they were, by the way, they were both the number one pick in both drafts.
That's what I mean. In. It's kind of not embarrassing for BJ, because it's definitely not embarrassing.
No, it's not.
But your little brother catches you.
Yeah, but Justin's bigger, stronger, got more power anyway.
Yeah, but you don't want your little brother to catch you in anything.
Well, I think BJ hit the home run first because you know why? They were out west, and BJ plays for the Rays. And they were both hit at home, pretty sure.
At least he hit his first.
All right, we're done with that. Now you know what we're going to talk about. NFL, baby. We're going to NFL. Get your pens out.
And Jordan had, just to finish up on baseball, Jordan had 30 stolen bases that year.
No, well, thank God he did something. You got to understand, 25 of them were probably after their one team was 10 runs up or more.
17 doubles, 30 stolen bases, 51 RBIs.
And how many at-bats?
He had 436.
All I want to know is what his walk strikeout ratio was. I guarantee it was like
it was
10 to 1.
Terrible.
What was it?
It's
let's find
51 walks, 114 strikeouts.
That's not that bad. It's like 40%.
I mean,
this guy's worse than that.
He wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I know. You're right. He wasn't that bad, but
right.
he was pretty bad. I mean, he really needed to be in. He needed to have been drafted. You know, if he'd have played right out of high school, he might have made it as a baseball
player. Well, you know,
player.
The year that this happened, 94, 95 was the MLB strike. So he played the 94 season. They asked him to come up and be a player fill-in during the strike season.
Correct.
He said no because he was a player rep in NBA.
Correct.
He said no.
Correct.
And then that's when he made his move back to basketball because the MLB was on strike. That's a little told fact.
All right. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute with more football. We're going to be talking about the NFL on AM 1230 WFAS. He's playing REO Speedwagon in the background, by the way. That's what I was listening to. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Football season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful thing. And like we hinted at, teased earlier in the show, the New York Football Giants played the New York Tim Tebow's last night. And it was ugly.
Yeah, it was. We're going to get
very,
to that in a minute.
Very
Roy,
ugly.
Tell everybody how they can sign up for our fantasy league.
Fantasy football.
Hey, I'm trying to sign up, and it won't even let me sign up.
Well, you gotta log.
You can't be a moron either.
Yeah. You have
kind
to sign
of a moron.
We play
computer.
Through Yahoo, ladies and gentlemen, so do not try to log in like Bruce into Yahoo if you do not have an account and just think that Yahoo should know who
Why
you are.
Why don't they know who I am?
I'm Bruce Hall. You let me sign in.
You play to win the game.
So, our ID number, I'm pretty sure you can just search Sports Man Cave. Can you do that?
I'm going to do this when the show's over. You tell
everybody
how to do
it. I'm pretty sure you can search Sports Man Cave and it'll come up. The password's football. If you cannot, the ID is 465413. And we're going to have this on the website. Again, it's 465413. If you follow me on Twitter, I've already put it up. Password is football.
That's it?
Yeah.
Football?
And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. nine, 10 people in our league right now. So
well,
we
need
two,
a lot more than that.
No, we have two openings. That's it.
That's it. We're going to have 12. Well,
12
I'm in.
Teams.
I'm in.
Yeah, I counted you.
Well, what happened? Oh, you did count
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're counting.
All right.
You're
all
in.
Right. Well, so let's get two more guys in
so
the
we,
league.
We need
Why
two
are
more.
Why we only having 12? Because
and,
we want to have good guys? Is that
well,
right?
You, how many do you want to have in?
Well, I want as many as like the NFL does. The NFL has 30
oh,
teams. We should allow
some,
30 people.
Well, then you're going
to
have some really crappy teams.
That's okay. Because when you draft, it's like a real team.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, you're a moron.
Do you know how many people you start? We're all
how many
gonna,
people do I start?
We're all going
I'm hoping I start two running backs probably.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I start probably two or three wide receivers. I start
yep.
one or two quarterbacks.
One quarterback.
And I start a kicker.
Yep, and a defense.
Oh,
and a tight end.
Now, is the defense special teams or is it defense? Because there's a difference.
It's
special
it's
teams.
Special teams there are, slash defense.
Well, there's three facets. Why don't they do three facets? That's ridiculous. They should do a special teams and a defense. Because
well,
it's two different things.
Well, we keep it simple.
Well, that's good.
Special
well, I
teams,
probably need the simple one.
Special
hey, let's
teams
go.
Is defense.
Can I go over this? Now, you already told everybody how
yeah,
to do
it, yeah,
we're
going right? to go, so get in those last
oh,
two.
Oh, by the way, let me remind you people that Roy and I
oh,
are going
right.
to...
Oh, that's right. And we have a another... Sorry to cut you off here, but we do have a pick'em league. If you want to compete against Bruce and I... in our football picks.
That's
which,
the easy one to do.
Well, good luck. It's Yahoo Sports, league ID 17828, and the password on that is football12.
Could you repeat that, Roy? And, I didn't have my pen when you said that.
17828, football12. That's on Yahoo. This is for picking winners of all games against the spread.
Oh,
it is against
that's
the spread.
That's the good way.
And you're playing
because
against
the
Bruce
other way
and
is easy.
And are we going to have this on the website as well?
Yeah,
all right, and this will be on the website as well. So join both those leagues so you can
and by the way,
play against us.
And by the way, when you win, there's a good chance we'll get you on the air. You're going to have to give us your phone
oh,
number. We'll get you on the air, talk to you, see if you know what you're talking about, if you were just lucky.
Yep. And we'll talk.
And
yep.
listen, no dogs allowed. I don't want any dogs picking games, okay? I don't want the pain on the paws. This is
well,
the one. Because I've been beaten by a dog before, and it's not fun.
What about
we will get the dog on. We will get the. We will absolutely get your
well,
dog
we'll
on.
Well, we'll get the dog on, but you're going to have to make him talk. Hey. Can I? I'm going to talk about. There's only two games left in the preseason this weekend.
Yeah.
Indy plays Pittsburgh tonight in Pittsburgh, and that should be exciting. I mean, it'll be a full stadium. Plus, Andrew Luck in the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, he looked. How much better do you have to look in your
can
first
I, can
ever
I say
preseason
something?
Game?
He's a lot better than RG3 right now to be an NFL quarterback. RG3's got a lot more upside. Probably Luck is there.
He's a lot more NFL ready.
Did you see?
Absolutely.
Him? Did you? Oh, he was unbelievable. And I got to tell you, Indianapolis is going to win a lot more games than they won last year. Would they win two last year?
I think so.
They won
yeah.
two games. They're going to win six, 7 games this year.
You think they're going to win 6 or 7
absolutely.
Games?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because in that division, there's a lot up for grabs.
So
in
who
division.
Wins more games? Indianapolis Colts, quarterbacked by Andrew Luck, or the Washington Redskins, quarterbacked by
I'd say the Colts right now. I mean, if you held a gun to my head,
uh-huh.
I'd say the Colts.
And who has a better season, RG3 or
oh,
Andrew Luck?
Luck by far.
See, you're on the Luck train 100%.
Absolutely. I saw him play. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? His offensive line is brand new.
Yeah.
The Redskins' offensive line is the worst
they're
offensive
recycled.
Line in football.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
I mean, they're start. Last night, I made a big deal. They had a kid named Maurice Hurt get mm-hmm. hurt. So I said, did Hurt get hurt? Hurt's hurt. Who's going to replace Hurt if he's hurt? That was my tweet. That was my tweet. Hey, but listen, let me go over the games this week.
Yep.
Cincinnati, who a lot of people, including me, think the Bengals may win the Central Division this year. Actually, it's the North Division of the AFC. They beat Atlanta, and a lot of people think Atlanta has a pretty good ball club, and they're going to be better this year than normal because, you know, Roger Goodell decided that the New Orleans Saints won't have any coaches for a while, and they got a few guys waiting to hear about what a judge says, whether they're, you know, Jonathan Vilma's even going to get to play this year. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there, but it's going to mean
there
for Atlanta to be better.
There's a lot more.
Now, listen.
A lot came out.
Hey.
Some more came
Matty
out
Ice,
about the
yeah,
New Orleans Saints.
I know. We'll talk about that later. It's a bunch of crap anyway. But listen, Matty Ice looked great when he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta and Cincinnati's got a great quarterback too. In my opinion, those two teams are both going to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Cincinnati will be in the playoffs. Atlanta will be in the playoffs. It was a 24-19 game. And I mean, you know, that was good. Now, if you take a look at the preseason, most everybody's playing at least a half now. And if you look at the game, that game, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm pulling it up. Andy Dalton was 8 for 14, yep. 125 yards, one touchdown. Gradkowski, who's the backup quarterback, used to play for the Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Bucks. He had one carry for 31 yards. He was the leading rusher for Cincinnati. Matty Ryan, are you ready for this? 18 for 21, 174 yards, one touchdown. And, you know, and he Roddy White, 4 catches, 54 yards. I love that. I can play that. Listen to this. That's the NFL song, baby.
That's Radio 101, keeping your phone on silent.
Anyway, exactly. But you take a look at what they did. Jaquez Rogers, 4 rushes, 24 yards for the Falcon.
From OK State.
Yeah, and he's tough. Roddy White, 4 catches, 54 yards.
Right? Matt, no, Oregon State.
But listen, here's something that bothers me. The strong safety the free safety for the Bengals, Leon Hall, mm-hmm. He's coming back from an injury, and he's kind of about 60-70%. Pretty sure he played, but he came out of that game. Let me tell you something. If the Bengals cannot cover, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. They're not going to win 10, 11, 12 games in the North. They're just not going to. So they better get that defense together over there. And
I really like the Bengals. I know you do. I really like Andy Dalton. And when you're throwing to A.J. Green, who, by the way, had 2 receptions for 59 yards and a touchdown, not a bad day of work. If you talk about what they did last year, okay, Andy Dalton had an amazing rookie season last year. And if there was no Cam Newton, everyone and all eyes would be on Andy Dalton and this guy, A.J. Green, who both rookies last year, both made the Pro Bowl.
A.J. Green's a stud.
And now you're giving them one more year in this system, one more year together. This is their first real full offseason together because last year there was the lockout.
Right.
Okay, so now you're giving these guys more time together. You're giving a playbook. You're giving a full offseason together. They're going to be that much better. And I look at Carolina the same way. Cam Newton gets a playbook, and he gets to spend time with Steve Smith for a whole offseason. You can only get better with that. But Steve Smith's aging, A.J. Green's still a young chicken. That's why I love Cincinnati right now. I think that these
they
two,
did lose Simpson, though. The kid that did the flip. He's in Minnesota
who cares?
Now.
Yeah, who cares?
He just had a great game yesterday.
He jumped over a guy and made
ESPN. He also received a bunch of marijuana via FedEx, and that cost him
losing
a little bit.
Simpson doesn't – I don't
Yeah, who doesn't
care.
Do that, right?
I don't care about losing – what is it, Jerome Simpson? Is that his name?
Jerome Simpson's a hell of a damn receiver.
I don't care about him, man.
Of course you don't. Why would you? Hey, the Cleveland Browns, just to show you, Roy, how worthless a lot of people think preseason is, the Cleveland Browns beat the Green Bay Packers 35-10. Now, some things have happened with the Cleveland Browns. One of their biggest fans in the world bought their team.
Yeah.
Now, I don't expect Mike, the general manager, that used to coach Green
Mike
Bay
Holmgren.
Packers, Mike Holmgren. I don't expect him around long. A lot of people think that at the end of the preseason he's gone. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Pat Shurmur seems to have been invigorated by this. And, I mean, Brandon Whedon.
I was just about to say Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon's 12 for 20, 118 yards. Mario Hardesty, 12 carries, 45 yards. Andre Thomas, 12 carries, 38 yards. I mean, that's not bad. Now, the Packers have a lot of injuries. McCarthy has said, Mike McCarthy has said he's never seen anything like it. They have 16 guys injured. 16 players did not play in this game. And I got to tell you something. I'd be a little worried if I was the Green Bay Packers with the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears, who, by the way, the Chicago Bears beat up on Washington's first team the first half last night. With the it was 30-10 everybody kind of got out of there.
I believe it was 33-30 was the final score.
Well, it was. It was actually a two-point game because I had somebody.
31-30.
Do you know who the favorite was in that game?
Probably Washington.
No, it was the other team minus one, and they won by 2. Thank you. By the way, he kicked a 57-yard field goal line drive to win the game.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was a shot. Yeah. Tennessee beat Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay has a new coach, and I like what I see in Tampa Bay, but I didn't like what I saw yesterday. The Titans looked incredibly good. In my opinion, the Titans are good. They were 9-7 last year, and this year. the thing, Chris Johnson had 10 carries, 46 yards, scored two touchdowns. You know, Chris Johnson.
Part of them.
What do they call him, 2K? 2,000 yards. Yeah. Anyway, CJ 2K or whatever his name is. He went to East Carolina University. Yes, he's a purple and gold guy, just like me. He kind of took the year off last year because he signed an incredibly huge deal. It was a new coach. It was a whole new offense. He didn't like it. Now, all of a sudden, he's doing better. By the way, Reynaud, 7 carries, 75 yards yesterday, 10.7. Tampa Bay's defense didn't do a very good job. Well, Josh Freeman, are you ready for this? 4 completions, 10 attempts, 21 yards, 1 touchdown. That's not going to do it, Tampa. I have Tampa winning.
I love Josh Freeman, though.
Yeah, but I got
He's the lone.
I got them winning 3 or 4 games. They're not going anywhere this
really?
Year.
Really?
Well, they can't.
I
not in that division. Not
I think
if you
they'll think, be all right. I mean, they're not going to be.
Well, then you bet on them, okay?
Well, they're not going to be.
You bet
They're not
going
to be a playoff contender.
Well, what about your Baltimore Ravens, Roy, since you live in Baltimore?
Uh-huh.
They get beat 27-12 in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's 17-9 with the first teamers. Second teamers, not much better for the Ravens. What do you think is going
to
happen there?
17-9 with the first
tell
teamers.
Me something. You listen to Baltimore Sports Radio more than anybody I know. What's going on with the Ravens? Tell me.
The Ravens look great. I thought the Ravens looked great.
Well, then you're on drugs because they lost by 15 to a team. Matt Stafford, 12 for 17, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns. And by the way, your boy's playing.
And Stafford could have easily had 3 picks. I mean, the Washington.
How many did he have, though? 0.
Did he have 0?
All right, rushing. Green, 92 yards, 6 carries.
I'm just saying that the Baltimore Ravens defense looked great.
Yeah, Chris Johnson. Detroit.
Flacco
five receptions, 111 yards.
Flacco came out
one touchdown, 22.2. Let's see what Flacco did. They don't even have him on here. Painter in his backup, 10 for 20, 86 yards.
And a pick,
must have been better than him. He did have a pick.
Well,
no touchdown. Hey, Tyrod Taylor played.
Yeah, he played great.
Isn't he the other quarterback or is he the
right? No, Tyrod Taylor.
He's the receiver.
Great. The starters were only in for Baltimore.
Is Tyrod Taylor the guy from Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
The quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
That runs.
Yep.
7 rushes, 60 yards. That's impressive.
Yeah, he looked great. I mean,
Julio Jones? Carry, 35 yards for the Ravens?
No, that's not Julio Jones.
Hey, Anquan Boldin, 2 receptions, 31 yards. That's not bad. Hey, you know what?
Oh, wait, it is. Yeah, it's Julio Jones.
It's Julio Jones.
Texans.
Yeah.
He's on the Ravens now.
That's what I was saying. I mean, they've got some players.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't think John Harbaugh really cares about the preseason. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce. Roy's getting ready to come back. Hey, Roy, tighten a knot. Get down here. By the way, I'm looking at Carolina-Miami game. Carolina Panthers are going to surprise a lot of people. You know, they only won, I want to say the Panthers won 4 games last year, maybe 5. I look for them to be 8-8 this year. I really like Carolina, Cam Newton in his second year. They beat up a Miami team that's learning a whole new offense. You know, Philbin, guy from the offensive coordinator from the Green Bay Packers, is in Miami now. You know, he's brought some of his guys. He's pieced together a pretty decent coaching staff. But, you know, Miami really didn't score any points until Carolina got their starters out of there. Carolina Panthers, let me tell you something. They just paid 2 running backs a ton of money.
Well, well spent. There's a very good backfield.
I understand that. But a lot of people were wondering, what are they going to do for the defense? If they can keep teams from – if they can be in the top half of the defensive numbers for the year, in my opinion, they're a potential playoff team. I really like the Carolina Panthers.
Well, you hear it countless times. It's a passing league now. So it's no longer the really buckle down and don't let anyone put up any points, because the way that the rules are structured now and the way that quarterbacks are playing these days, people are going to score.
Did you know Steve Slayton was a Dolphin? I guess he's – well, you know what? He came from Texas. Steve Slayton. Yeah, he was like the backup there a couple years ago. But he carried the ball four times, 22 yards, 5.5 average. Cam Newton, 8 for 11, 119 yards and one touchdown. You know, fantasy-wise, Cam's got to be top five pick.
Absolutely.
Because he runs and throws.
He's now, five or six right there,
depending. In our fantasy league,
yes, me.
Does rushing yardage count?
Yeah, absolutely. One point for every 10 yards.
And how about touchdowns?
6 points, regardless.
He likes to carry it in because he's only 6'6", 270. And he runs like a 4.4 40, probably a 4.5 now. But I love Cam Newton. Minnesota, let me tell you something. You know, a lot of people gave up on the Minnesota Vikings. I'm not one of them, and I'll tell you why.
I am.
You know, their head coach has been around a long time. He was a defensive coordinator in Indianapolis. Last year they struggled, but then they got their best. Their top running back got injured, ACL. He's not going to be back. Probably, in my opinion, he won't be back for the opening day. But these guys beat up. Now Buffalo sucks. I saw the Redskins play Buffalo, but listen, Buffalo's offense sucks. Let me rephrase that. Their defense is good. Their front seven is good. Mm-hmm. They're going to be okay. But let me just say this: that front seven gave up 16 points in the first half to the Minnesota Vikings. I'm looking at the Minnesota numbers now, Roy. Bear with me, okay? Vince Young, by the way, didn't do a bad job coming in the second half for the Bills. He was 8 for 14, 123 yards. Fred Jackson, 5 carries, 27 yards. That's decent.
Yeah.
Tanard Choice, former Cowboy, 7 carries, 15 yards. Not so good, but he did have a touchdown. It was probably from a yard out. I don't even recognize one of their top receivers. Roosevelt is a fullback. 6 receptions, 60 yards. Christian Ponder had a great game for Minnesota. 10 for 13. If you don't like Christian Ponder, you're not an American. Let me just say this again. If you don't like, I love Christian Ponder. He's an All-American type quarterback. Went to Florida State. He's very athletic. He's got a rocket for an arm, and he can get away from trouble. He's not RG3 speed-wise. No. He doesn't run a 4.36, but he runs about a 4.55. For a Caucasian individual, that's pretty quick. Okay, that's a very quick time for a quarterback who went to Florida State and probably put it up 40, 50 times a game. Jay Webb, two rushes, 64 yards. Now, he's their backup quarterback.
Yep.
But he's also a wide receiver by trade. There's a million things they can do with Jay Webb. They can bring Jay Webb in and put him in the Wildcat. Mm-hmm. And he can run the football. He's a big dude. 2 carries, 64 yards. I look on it. Jerome Simpson, the guy that did the flip in Cincinnati, made 3 catches, 43 yards. I like Minnesota. You know what I really like, Roy? I really like the NFC North. I like Minnesota. I like the Packers when they get it together. They get all their guys healthy. Most people pick the Packers to be in the playoffs this year. If you haven't.
I have the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't have them in the Super Bowl because I have San Francisco there. But San Francisco yesterday didn't look all that good. Now, let me tell you a team that looked pretty good and a team that looked like they were kind of all over the place. Jacksonville doesn't beat the New Orleans Saints very often, not even in preseason. Okay, Jacksonville had a 17-10 lead at halftime. Drew Brees didn't look particularly good. Chase Daniel actually had the better numbers in the second half. He was 16 for 21, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns. The one thing that Brees said he wanted to do was throw the ball a lot, and he did. But, you know, he doesn't have the receivers he's had in the past. You know, they've lost a couple of guys to free agency. I'm sitting here looking. I don't even know who these guys are that led the Saints. There's a guy named Cadet, 5 receptions, 62 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Morgan, I didn't even know they had him.
Marquise Colston had 2 receptions for 43 yards.
Well, that's not bad.
Pierre Thomas, 2 receptions for 40 yards. Henderson,
that's typical.
4 for 31. Mark Ingram, 1
so
for 13.
So he spread it around.
Lance Moore, 1 for 6. I mean,
tell me what their turnovers look like, because how did they not win this game then?
No interception. Well, I mean, it's
third-string
guys.
You know
who looked
good?
It's preseason.
All right, but you know who looked really good?
I mean, Drew Brees looked great. He was 10 for 13, 133 yards.
You know who looked just as good? Blaine Gabbert. And Blaine Gabbert is terrible. He's 13 for 16, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns. Touchdowns. Jennings had 62 yards rushing the football. I'm going to say this right now. The Saints' problem right now, they lose their defensive coordinator. And say what you want about their DC. He's a bum. He's a jerk. Mm-hmm. He's all these things, but he was successful. okay? You know, yeah, he's never going to work again in the NFL, maybe not in college. Probably will in college, but he won't in the NFL.
You talking about Sean Payton?
No, I'm not talking about Sean Payton. I love Sean Payton. He shouldn't have lost his job. Okay. I'm talking about Greg Williams, the jerk.
Oh, okay.
The
yeah.
jerk that was here in Washington.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
jerk
well, he
that's
was
been
in,
everywhere. He's
was,
the jerk.
Where was he? Was he the Rams this year? He signed on with the Rams this year? He signed on with another
yeah,
team.
Yeah, he signed
with
on with the Rams because that's where the new head coach went. Used to be in Tennessee. But you got to understand something about this defense. They don't even have Jonathan Vilma there. He's their captain. He's like their big guy, and they've got a bunch of young guys. They got corners that had problems covering last year to begin with. I'm saying right now, the Redskins open up with the Saints down there. That could be a shootout. Mm-hmm. That could be a shootout. Now, if the Redskins can't score against that defense, they're in trouble. Because that defense just gave up, made Jacksonville look like the Green Bay Packers. Now, if you look at the next game, boy, this was a big game. Now, I got to tell you something. One of the big offensive linemen, all pro, went down yesterday in the game. Arizona Diamondbacks.
Cardinals.
Cardinals, my bad. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Oakland Raiders in a kind of a back-and-forth game. And Arizona scored at the end of the game. And they beat Oakland by a score of 31-27. But the thing that I liked about that game that I saw is Oakland, to me, already looks more disciplined than I've seen them in years. Mm-hmm. They really do. I mean, you know, you got Reggie McKenzie there redoing everything. You got a brand-new head coach, defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos, you know, for the last two or three years. You got Palmer didn't look particularly well. He was 13-24 for 107 yards.
And a pick.
Yeah, he had a pick, and he could have had three or four. Darren McFadden, average game, 9 touches, 34 yards, 3.8. That tells you me a little something. Now, Arizona's defense is pretty much the same guys that they had last year. They really didn't lose anybody on their defensive side of the ball. You got Streeter, made 7 catches. Now, Streeter is a guy that the Raiders just signed this year. 7 catches, but only 43 yards. They weren't throwing the ball down the field at all. Cardinals kept everything in front of them. I look for neither of these teams, in my opinion, will win more than 8 games. I think the Raiders will be lucky to win 8 games, and I think that Arizona, especially they lost, I want to say it's Levi Brown, all-pro offensive tackle for them. He went down, and he's out for the season. You don't lose an all-pro tackle and not feel it.
See, I agree with, I don't think either of these teams are going to make noise this year, but I
right.
think that the Oakland Raiders, if Carson Palmer can get his act together, which he had an...
That's a big if.
He didn't have a bad game. He didn't have a good game.
No.
But he didn't have a bad
but
game.
But it's early.
It wasn't awful.
No, it's early.
And he's still new to this system. He came in, halfway through the year last year. I think the big thing to take out of this game is that Run DMC is healthy. He
right.
was 9 carries for 34 yards. His long was 22. So, you know, he had, 12 yards on 8 carries. Not right. very good there. But at least he's carrying the rock.
Okay.
I like Oakland to compete with Denver for the bottom of the basement in the West.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, see, I just totally, if we're going to talk about the West, you want to talk about them for a minute?
Sure.
I just don't see Denver being at the bottom. They got the defense that they had last year.
Which
they got
isn't
Peyton
very
Manning.
Good.
No, they're not bad. And let me tell you another thing. 8 games out of the year, you got to go up there and play. It's hard to win up there. I'm just telling you.
That's true.
It's hard. The altitude, the home fans, everything. I think that's – did you see – I mean, you didn't see San Diego yesterday maybe. They're terrible.
They're horrible. They're not terrible.
Oh, God. They're so bad, Roy. I can't even argue. No. The winner of the West could win 8 games this year. They could win 8.
Oh, if that's every year, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, and it was last year for sure because 8 wins did win it, right?
Yeah, it was
but let me just say this. Everybody thought San Diego was going to be so much better. They're not. Their defense is terrible. We're going to go over to the San Diego game in a minute, but let's talk about the game everybody wants to talk about. The Giants and the Jets. Mm-hmm. I got news for you, people. That was the varsity against the JV. That was the varsity. Because the varsity showed up. You know, OC, all these guys, you know, they put a lot of pressure. Put a lot of pressure on Mark Sanchez early. They got to Mark Sanchez early. Mm-hmm. They shut down the damn New York Jet rushing attack, which sucks. It's terrible. They win this game 26-3. It's like the Jets didn't even show up. I'd love to be a fly on the wall at the defensive and offensive meeting for the New York Jets. That would be unbelievable, don't you think?
Well, see, we'll talk about it on the other side. Go ahead.
All right, listen, hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back in a minute with more NFL news. We're going to go over some of these preseason games, and we're going to talk. We're going to give everybody eventually our predictions, and especially my predictions on week one. I'll tell you the games I'm looking at on AM 1230 WFAS. But now it all seems to be cut and dry. So I know which way to run.
You tried, my love. We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So the New York Giants, the New York Jets, they did play, but I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be.
All right, here's what Roy's saying. Roy doesn't think it was a big ass win. He doesn't think it's a big deal. I think it's just a sign of things to come. I think the Jets are going to be average this year. I think the Giants will probably win the East again because I don't see anybody in the East, including the Philadelphia Eagles, busting them out of their spot. I see the Giants winning 9-10 games and winning the East, and I see the Eagles winning 8-9, maybe 10 games, losing the East. I see the Redskins winning 5-6 at the most, and to be honest with you, I don't see anything else in there. I mean, it's just nothing else is going
to
happen.
See, that's funny to me because, look, I understand that you hate that other team.
Dallas?
Yeah.
They're terrible.
See,
they were terrible yesterday.
See, I like that. I mean,
you have fun with those, your Cowboys.
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
That's going to go over big in New York anyway. They love the Cowboys.
I'm just saying, this Cowboys team cannot be slept on. That's all
they're
I'm saying.
They're terrible.
Tony Romo is a good quarterback.
Tony Romo sucks.
All right.
How many rings does Tony Romo have?
Does he have a playoff win?
Do you know who looked good yesterday? Orton looked good yesterday. Kyle Orton will eventually. I don't care. Romo's either going to get hurt or they're going to sit him down when they go 1-4 in their first five games. Romo's going to be out of there, and they're going to put Kyle Orton.
Look, the preseason doesn't mean anything.
No, but I'm not talking about the preseason. I'm talking about 1-5 during the regular season.
Well, you're talking about Kyle Orton, how good he looks.
He's better than Tony Romo.
No, he's not.
He's been in as many playoff games as Tony Romo has.
That doesn't.
He's been in more.
Tony Romo.
I'm just telling you who looked better yesterday.
Tony Romo is a top 10 quarterback.
He did make a couple. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
You're on drugs.
Yes, he is. He's a top 10 quarterback.
Even Matt, who doesn't know anything about football, said no.
No, he's a top 10 quarterback.
You know more about.
He is. We'll see when the fans. Do I like Tony Romo? No. Am I a Cowboys fan? No. But I am aware enough to give credit due where it's due. And Tony Romo is a top 10 quarterback.
How many times are they going to beat the Eagles this year?
Twice.
You're on drugs.
The Cowboys?
I'll give you 100-1 odds on $10 right now. They're not going to beat the Eagles twice.
I think
they may not win one game against.
Make
the
sure
Eagles.
This is recorded. So when the Cowboys,
it's recorded, believe me.
So when the Cowboys take this division, we can play it back.
Nothing, because you never wager anything with me.
What do you want me to wager, Bruce?
Anything. How about we wager? You're saying that the Cowboys are going to win two games against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll take that. The winner gets their jersey, nice jersey, the best jersey you can buy of any NFL player. I'll buy you one, you buy me one.
Okay.
All right, that's our bet. All right. Now, let's go over this real quick because we're almost done.
Thank you for the jersey.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You are so high. Twitter fans. Should I get a gangrene Tebow jersey?
Let me tell you what I did this morning, people listening to the show. I'm listening. I get a tweet, and it's a tweet from a guy in Washington who has his own website, and he writes for the Washington Examiner. And I'm not saying his name because I didn't tell him I was going to say his name. And he wanted to know who the top 32 coaches were in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said? I said, I'm going to go backwards. Number 32 is Jason Garrett, period. Okay? I said number 31, I can't even remember who I said 31 was. I'll think of it in a second. But, I mean, Jason Garrett is the worst head coach in the NFL.
Come on.
He's only there because he's Tom Landry's illegitimate son.
Look, I get that you hate the Cowboys.
I'm just kidding.
I understand.
I'm just kidding about that.
I understand the hatred for the Cowboys, okay?
No, not that.
Listen to me.
No, it's not. it's not when that not, bad.
I'm not talking football, you know, when I'm at home
in the 80s, when they were good,
jersey, I hate the Cowboys and I hope Dallas never wins the damn thing.
Hey, in the early 90s when the Cowboys were going to Super Bowls, Roy, and you were like sucking on a nipple at your house, I was taking plane loads of Cowboy fans to Super Bowls.
I was like 14. I was like
10. In 91, you were 14?
91, the Redskins won the Super Bowl, dude.
No, 92 to 97 is when they had their run.
Yeah.
Well, so, I was taking groups of people to Super Bowls.
What age do you think I was in 97?
I don't know. You're 12 now, so who knows? You probably weren't even around
Come
then.
On now, man. Right, what does that have to do with anything?
All right, so we talked about the East.
Are a good football
team. I'm picking the Giants to win the NFC East again. They may go as a wild card, but they're going to go.
I'm just saying that
I think the Eagles.
I don't believe in the hype around the Giants. The Giants were a 9-7 football
team
last year.
That's real easy for you to say.
And they were 30 minutes away from not making the playoffs last year when the Cowboys had the lead in that last game.
You know, so, you must be a Democrat.
Just saying, a couple bounces the other way, and the Cowboys win that division last year, and we have a different Super Bowl champion. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't believe the hype around the Giants. Look, you guys can hate on the Cowboys all you want.
I'm not hating on the Cowboys.
And when the show's over, I'll hate on them with you.
If the Cowboys would ever cover a point spread or win a postseason game, Roy, I might like the Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys. I was born in Northwest Washington, D.C.
You're one of those.
I was born to hate the Cowboys, but I am a realist when it comes to sports. And if you're asking my opinion to be told across radio airwaves, then I'm not going to badmouth because of my personal bias.
All right, how many games are the Cowboys going to win in the regular season?
They'll be 9-7.
Okay. I say they're going to be...
I don't think there's a 10-win team.
Ready?
There's a 10-win team in the NFC.
I think the Cowboys are going to be 8-8 at best. I think they could be 7-9. What do you think the Eagles are going to be?
8-8, 7-9.
Okay. I got the Eagles 10-6. What do you think the Giants are going to be?
9-7.
I think the Giants are going to be 9-7 or 10-6, and I think that they both go. All right.
In the NFC West.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's going to win the NFC West, Roy?
The 49ers.
Okay. 49ers are going to win it. What's their record going to be?
12-12.
You don't even know. You haven't figured it out yet. I'm going to say they're going to be 11-5.
12-4, 13-3.
Okay. Who's going to be in second place and going to have a shot? Going to have a shot at the playoffs.
In the West.
Yeah.
49ers, that's it.
I got Seattle being 9-7 and possibly being in it.
No way.
Okay, well, great. Just remember who told you.
I will remember
who
said that.
Okay, remember who told you. All right, in the North Division, which I think is the best division this year.
Absolutely.
Who's going to win the North? You like the Packers.
Packers.
You think they're going to the Super Bowl.
I think three teams
come out. Why don't you just say they're going to be in the Super Bowl now?
They're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Okay, good. So you got the Packers winning the North.
I have Ravens-Packers.
All right, here's who I have winning the North. I have Chicago winning. No, I have the Packers winning the North, but I have them 10-6.
That's fine.
Okay, and I have Chicago 10-6 and possibly making a wild card. It's going to be, I mean, because, you know, we don't have enough wild cards in football, in my opinion. I think we should have more wild cards. But I think that both of those teams have a shot at going. And I think those are your two best.
I think three teams come out.
Okay, in the South now, the South, NFC South. Now, this is a tough one. Atlanta or New Orleans? Who's going to win? Who's going to be there?
New Orleans.
What's their record going to be?
10-6.
Okay, I got New Orleans being 8-8. Okay, because they're not going to have a defense to stop anybody. I got Atlanta winning.
Well, nobody has a defense.
I got Atlanta going 11-5 and winning that division. And I have Atlanta possibly. If Atlanta plays San Francisco, in other words, if they're not matched up in the first round, I got them playing each other for the NFC Championship.
Has Atlanta ever won a playoff game? Has Matty Ice ever won a playoff game? Matty Ice has won a playoff game?
One game.
No.
At home. He hasn't? Oh,
no.
It doesn't matter. I think he's going to win it this year.
He's never won a playoff
game. I think that the NFL is making it so he can't help but win it because they're screwing the Saints so badly.
The NFC South.
The Saints aren't going to be there.
The NFC South.
You think Carolina's going to beat them?
No.
All right, how many games is Carolina going to win?
Carolina 6-10, 7-9. They'll be at the same.
I got them 8-8. I got Carolina 8-8 this year.
That'd be a two-game.
I like them. I like Carolina improving.
I like, I like Cam Newton.
Hey, Roy, Cincinnati's going to improve and Atlanta's going to improve this year. Cleveland.
Well, Cincinnati.
When did Cleveland win? Three games last year? Four?
Three? Four games.
They were horrible.
They're four.
I don't see them winning more than four games again. I got Green Bay winning 10. You got them winning what? 12, 13?
No, I got
say 13. 10, say 14. They were 14-2 last year.
I know what they
were. No, they
were
15-1 last year.
I understand what they're, where they were.
Okay, so you're not going to take them like that.
I think they'll be, you know, 10-6, 11-5. I think that But I think that the Packers, the Bears,
come on, we got to get through
and the
this,
Lions.
Roy.
I think the Packers, Bears,
right,
and
Tennessee,
Lions will all be in the playoffs.
What's Tennessee going to be?
Tennessee, who cares about Tennessee?
Tennessee
not going
was
anywhere.
9-7 last year. I mean, they were on the, they were almost a playoff. Matter of fact, they were in the playoffs last year. Tennessee made the playoffs last
did
year.
They
were 9-7.
They made the playoffs.
They got beat
last year.
Right away. I'm pretty sure they did.
No.
At 9-7,
no.
They didn't make playoffs.
No.
Then they just missed the playoffs, Tennessee. I'm pretty look them up and see if they had a playoff game last year. Miami, they're not going anywhere. They got to get used to this new offense, and they got to get used to Miami just never going to win. What do you think the Ravens' record is going to be? Are they going to win the North?
Yes. Yeah.
They are?
They'll be 11-5.
Okay. You like them, 11-5?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Ravens 11-5, too. This could be a year they only win 10 games, but I like them. I like Cincinnati being 11-5, too.
Okay.
So do you, right?
Who?
You like Cincinnati,
Cincinnati
too?
A lot, yeah.
There
was three teams that came out of the
Who were they?
It was New England Patriots, Baltimore Ravens, Houston Texans, Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals.
So that, they did make it. They won their last game. I know what it was. They had to win to make it, but somebody else won and knocked them out.
Yeah.
That was the last week.
Tennessee is...
No, but they're not bad.
Tennessee's taking a step backwards.
Okay. All right. Well, somebody's got to take a step backwards because you got guys stepping up. Buffalo, I still don't think they're going to be that good, even though all the talking heads say they are. I think Minnesota is going to be a team that improves this year incredibly. I think they're going to win 6, maybe 7 games this year. What do you think about Minnesota? No,
I think they suck.
You don't like them. Oh, all right. What about Jacksonville, New Orleans? Jacksonville, you like them?
Jacksonville sucks.
All right. I think Jacksonville is going to win 5 or 6 games. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, I got 8-8. Remember. Hey, you know what?
I like New Orleans.
What if Washington beats them the first game? Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. Oakland, what, you got them 8-8?
Oakland Raiders, I said that they're going to be battling with Denver for the worst in the AFC West.
The worst? So you think they're going to be like 6-10?
They'll be like 5-11? 7-9, 6-10. Yeah.
All right, Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't think they're going to win 8 games
Arizona
this year.
Cardinals.
I know. I love the Diamondbacks. Arizona, 31. I don't think they're going to be there. The Giants.
No.
You have the Giants winning what, 8 or 9 games?
9-7.
9-7, and what did I have them? 9-7 or 10-6. Jets. Oh, God. Jets. Come on, Tebow.
What do I think the Jets are going
to be? Yeah, what's the record going to be?
8-8, 9-7.
You think they're going to win 9 games?
Yeah. They were, what, 8-8 last year?
Yeah.
Tebow gives them a game.
Yeah. I'm going to play the Jets out at 8.
You had the Jets in the Super Bowl.
I did early, yeah, until they started banging guys up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave the Jets at 8-8. I've changed my mind. Chicago, I think they're going to be 10-6.
Yeah, I think there's three teams out of
how
that
many games
division.
Is Washington going to win?
Who cares?
I picked I picked them to win 6. I think it's probably five.
I'm a diehard Redskins fan.
San Francisco,
outside of,
you
outside
already
of
said
show, but
13 games. How about hey, this is the team a lot of people are picking to win the AFC? Houston.
Yeah.
How many games are they going to win?
11-5.
I like them 11-5 too.
11-5.
Didn't you think they had a shot at beating the Ravens in Baltimore last year? They played a good game.
No, they
weren't
shot.
You there?
I watched it. They
all right.
They
we're almost done, Roy. We're almost done.
They had their
now listen. I want to remind everybody. We're done with football for now. I want to remind everybody. Roy and I are coming up to New York. We're going to be in Westchester County this week. I'm going to be there Thursday at a Boulders game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to the REO Speedwagon concert after it. Saturday night, we're going to be at Augie's Restaurant.
Saturday night, we're going to be at the Rockland Boulders game, throwing the first pitch.
Oh, that's right. So it's Saturday afternoon. We're going to have a late lunch at Augie's, and we're going to have people welcome to come by, hang out with us. We're going to go see the Boulders. We're going to be there with a play-by-play and the color guys, and we're going to throw out the first pitch of the Boulders game. Looking forward to that. And Sunday, we're doing the show from WFAS's own studios. We've done one show there before. We love it there. We'll be there with Kyle.
The New Year's show.
We'll see you this coming week in New York. That's it for Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Go Boulders.
Go Boulders. I tell you what's wrong before I get